The ocean of worldly suffering. What was all the fuss about? You're still here, angling your lens to concentrate its rays upon a crumpled piece of paper that contains your whole life's work, written exclusively in vowels that slipped straight out of Sappho's unpublished translations without anyone's consent. Which thing exactly will catch fire is never up to you. Nevertheless, it should be possible to gently blow the flame until the melody ignites into an aphrodisiac. Why bother accenting the nipples when they too will soon be lost or set adrift or cast aside in anger or disgust? It's clear you'll always be the culprit who eats anything that crawls or swims or flies or walks or moves. Each syllable is stressed, so you don't know if it's a farce made up entirely of fragments rusting in a pale green tin or an intellectual history that's never fully been written, for the goddess looking on can't stand to be reminded of our wretched human lives. But wait, you're at the peak of your power, cutting off the hands and feet, slitting the hide around the body, looking forward, looking back, having mastered all the grammar with its endless rows of teeth. If unpredictable Fortuna hadn't left a single mark, how would you know the hand that hit you?